Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Weaving and bobbing and up and down, these are the emotions. Well, it's time to get out a little more of the truth this morning. Nice to have you with us. And even though the trip will never be one of perfection, Donald Trump's trip to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and then Europe is going along just beautifully. You listen to all the negative news and all of the attempts to get this guy impeached, and every day I say the same thing. What are you dealing with? A guy who personality-wise has got problems, but on the other side of it, is able to do amazing things. So he can go ahead and being the complete idiot he is. Doesn't bother me. I'd be thrilled to meet him. The visit from Saudi Arabia was a howling success. And part of it, the reason is that Donald Trump stuck to the script. He didn't veer off the script. And when he sticks to that script, and the time he can go off it is when he does his rallies. That's okay. He can be the positive form of Stephen Colbert, who, to me, along with Keith Olbermann, are the two biggest jokes in the business. So Trump offers and accepts and signs, along with Saudi Arabia, a $110 billion arms program with up to... is it $800 billion over 10 years? This is, and people, you know, there were those naysayers, and I can understand them. Oh, boy, you know, the Wahhabis and contributing all those terrorists around the world to the Trade Center here in New York. Not everything, what you have to understand is not everything is a complete win. And while I always say, always negotiate issues and not values, there are exceptions to every word. And I'm not sure you can define this as an exception to violating my own cord, it's mine, about not compromising values. There are no values in a sense that we have to compromise. They've got their culture. They've had it for years. We have our culture. We've had it for years. We're not happy about the way a lot of countries conduct business, although there's improvement in Saudi Arabia about moving forward with women. But you have to compare the two outcomes here. The only way to defeat ISIS and these radical forms of Islamic terrorism, and Trump, I thought, was dutifully restrained from using the terminology that would be offensive to a lot of Muslims. I thought that was a coup. And he mentioned terrorism 30 times in his speech. When our God, Barack Obama, went to Cairo, oh, you remember that landslide speech that was going to change the world because the Messiah was there. He never mentioned the word terrorism, not once. And the administration comparison or clash between Trump and Obama is monumental. Now, I know at heart Barack Obama is someone who was a Muslim sympathizer and a community organizer, a follower of Saul Alinsky and an ideologue. I know that. But I'll bet you dimes to dollars, and well, there's no sense in betting because you can never prove anything, that Obama is most concerned about his legacy. And piece by piece and part by part, it's beginning to become shredded by the Trump administration, who has got the opposite point of view in terms of how we deal with issues over there. And it's so well received in the Middle East that I can just imagine the angry Barry Hussein Obama walking around in this country with no rights to anything anymore other than to live as a normal citizen, is trying to subterfuge, sabotage, and destroy the Trump administration. And for those on the left, the way to destroy it is to get him impeached. There were so many impeachable offenses committed by Barack Obama, so many. At one point I came on here and I gave you a list of 20. There are zero, did you hear me? Zero impeachable offenses or anything that warrants substantial investigation to do the same to Trump. That's how irrational, that's how absurd these people on the far left are and how they think. But I'm proud of yours truly, because Saturday night, my wife and I and two other couples went out. One of the couples, extremely bright guy. I mean, really, really bright. And I can remember meeting him for coffee several times along with my other friend. And it often ended up into a real clash. He's about as far left as you can go. He'll defend anything. I mean, he's smart. He's well-read. He's articulate. But he's wrong. And he's drinking the Kool-Aid, and he has been. And it's funny, he had mentioned to his wife, we're not talking politics. I mentioned to my wife, I'm not talking politics. Went out and had a great night. Great night. And then I said to myself, you know, you fool. You should have taken this stance years ago instead of submitting yourself to the aggravation of going through this topic. I had a wonderful night Saturday night. Alan, I hope we get to do it again very soon. And it's because I never brought up the issue of politics, nor did he. Part of it is kind of a smug assertion that I have, and people like me, that it's over, we won. I'm not talking about the battle for freedom, because there is a war of cultures in this country. But the discussion on issues, how is it even possible that you could enter into a sane discussion on defending the rights? Well, the rights are there, but on defending the strategy and the execution of those people on the far left doesn't exist anymore. It just doesn't exist. So I look at Trump's journey to the Mideast and to Europe as potentially a triumphant one. Oh, there are little glitches here or there. No trip is perfect. But if he can get through the Israeli portion of it and then through Eastern Europe, which will be the toughest, that's where he's going to meet the most opposition, it will be a howling success. Now, Trump's trip to Israel has two huge obstacles. One that Trump has kind of changed position on. And, you know, you change position on politics to defend a situation. I'm not trying to take it and purify it and make it something it isn't. Trump said when he ran this campaign, he wanted to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, which I support 100%. He also pretty much whitewashed the idea of the abolishment and the halting of new settlements on the West Bank. He endorsed it. He endorsed it. As time goes along here, and he realized the consequences of having the typical behavior that he's displayed, and in this case, I understand that you've got to shift positions. There's a little concern with Benjamin Netanyahu and his people over the issues of whether the capital of Israel should move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I think it should, because I've had this position my whole life. And I think the right of Israelis to build settlements should be able to continue. But the criticism in this country exists, and undoubtedly it's a break from the torrent of unbelievable criticism that Trump has suffered while he's there, while he's here, and he can escape it and accomplish some things. Then what are the left-wing progressive nutcakes in this country going to say? He's ruined everything. Because they won't acknowledge an ounce of success. That's the way it is. And I say, continue to fight and don't give in. More on Trump's trip when we come back.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which
occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, back to this trip, which will never, ever be applauded by anyone on the far left. I mean, they'll be worried, like the Hollywood stars, accepting a few like James Woods, love them. John Voight, love him. The few out there who have the absolute guts. Tim Allen, hey, Tim, love you too. Got the guts to stay up and even worry about costing yourselves roles in the name of freedom of speech. There's no freedom of speech left in this country. It's the freedom of speech is left to those who have the autonomy and the flexibility to go out and do what they damn well please and are not worried about the consequences or the payoffs from anyone else. I don't know of a bigger beneficiary of this than Donald Trump, who went out, who earned his money, and you know what he can say to all these people? And he says it, and I applaud it. He doesn't do it in the same way that Nancy Pelosi and her bunch do it. Just wanted to mention that over the weekend, there was a rally, and the head of the Democrat Party out there, I can't think of his name, was in a big rally with anti-Trump and used the F word to describe Trump. He kept yelling it and yelling it. And here's how much class these SOBs have. Standing next to him is Nancy Pelosi laughing. There's no respect. I mean, I'm not making this black and white, but take a look at the Republican Party and, like, Occupy Wall Street versus the Tea Party. Show me instances of this. The far left have no respect for this country. And when you talk about deportation, I'm only taking this to a certain point, okay? So don't take it literally. I'd like to deport each and every one of them. Oh, wait a minute. That made me a family member of mine. Well, I guess that shows you how hypocritical we are. I can't do that. So Chris Ruddy came out. He's the CEO of Newsmax. He's on a lot of these talk shows. And he talked about this merciless beating that Trump is taking every day. and how we have to find a balance. I don't think there's going to be a balance. And the more Trump accomplishes, the more he will be the butt of all this conversation. Chris Ruddy was on, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but this week with host George Stephanopoulos, and a study of Trump's 100 days, and found that 81% of the press coverage against, 80% of the press coverage was against Trump. It's never been anything like this. Never, ever, ever been anything like this. And it doesn't matter what he accomplishes, because I could go on here every day and bore you to death. Not bore the people on the right, but bore to maybe the one or two people who listen to the show on the left. I know how this game works. I have made recent attempts to get on Hillary Clinton, chief spreading bull, and even that wimp John Kasich, not a response. When I search out other names on the right, I get a response. And I've said this 100 times. They're not afraid of me. When they find out who I am, they hate me, and they don't want to come on the show, and it's okay. But it's a tremendous amount of negativity that is sweeping this country, and if it doesn't stop, it's going to accelerate to the point where this becomes our greater fear over that of organized terrorism around the world. These are how these movements start. Hitler's movement and his ground-building response of forces everywhere. I mean, maybe the worst person ever to live on this planet. But what he did was truly extraordinary. I don't want to see that happening, and I don't think there's any personality, so I want to make this clear right now. I can't think of any personality in this country whom I would put in the same boat with Adolf Hitler. I just had to re-hesitate to think about it. But there have been others, haven't there? Mussolini, and I was going to say Mao, who maybe was the greatest killer and perpetrator of violence in the world. Stalin, right up there. I don't see any of those figures here, but it's a quiet, more sophisticated approach that's based upon principles. And I keep meaning to do it, and I don't get it. I keep meaning to order in Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Here we go. Another note for Stu Taylor. Rules for Radicals. Because I'm really eager to read that book, and I know a lot about Saul Alinsky right now. People like Saul Alinsky represent on a different scale people who are just as dangerous. And you can look in American society, and I can give you the names of those who are. I mean, you know them, the common names, led by George Soros and Steyer from Texas and Michael Moore, these influential, terrible people who are against everything that America stands for. You know, what I was thinking was of doing, and then I decided, oh, it's not going to work. I was going to have a list like assets and liabilities. Everything that Trump has done well, the few things that he hasn't, and then do the same with Obama. I'm not even sure it's ready to do it with Hillary because she never served. But I'm pretty darn sure I know what the results would have been. So the Chinese opened their markets to U.S. businesses. Been trying to be done here for decades. It hasn't been done. Trump did it. You won't hear much about it. We won't make the headlines. Been trying to do it for 30 years. Trump did it in 3 months. He just bought tens of thousands of jobs with his arms deal and with Saudi Arabia. And he's noted of the agreement signed over the weekend with Saudi Arabia during Trump's overseas visit. Just stop and think. And if I just presented all of these facts with all the contrary things that Obama did, do you know what the result would be? No, not really. And George Bush did that. But I'd like to tell you what Obama did and what This is what I mean when I say there's no debate. I don't debate anymore, and I'm much more relaxed.
All right, coming back.
Michael Heller, very bad.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, we return, and joining us right now, as he's been doing weekly, and there's really a special important reason why what Michael Heller has to say. He's the president of VeriBank.com, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C, and I'm going to open up by talking about that. He will give you the overview. But when we think about banks, we think about, you know, I don't have to mention all the typical banks. There are hundreds of them around. We think about what they can do for us and what they can do for us. And then when you hear about VeriBank, as I did for the pardon the pun here, for very good reasons, I came away with the feeling everybody should know about this. This just isn't for one bank to another. And I think that maybe you should kind of highlight the importance, because there are people out there, and I'll play devil's advocate and be quite honest, Michael, who say, well, listen, this is a bank for, it regulates other banks and this, it doesn't affect me at all. And the answer is no. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us. And I'm hoping you can just clarify what I just said.
Well, thanks for having me back again, Stu. That is true, and just for folks that didn't catch our previous interview, we rate banks from a financially safe and sound standpoint. We're completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest. And what do I mean by that? Well, no bank has ever paid us to rate them. You won't find any links to banks on our website, and Why do I mention that? Well, a lot of our competition do receive payments from the banks that they rate to rate them, or they get click-through fees. So that's why we highlight that we have no potential for a conflict of interest. We're able to detect over 99% of all bank failures, usually at least 6 months in advance. We have an actuarially based ratings model with the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. And another one of our core business philosophies is our transparency, in that we've always published our track record. Because our rating model is a quantitative, actuarially based model, we have always published its effectiveness, and you can find that on our website under our rating system tab on our homepage. And because of both our business model and our ratings model, we are the only bank rating firm to have had both our business model and ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So those are the benefits that we offer to anybody using our service. And one of the aspects that we find very interesting that people really don't think about, Stu, is no bank or their regulators are ever going to report an impending failure. Not really a surprise if you think about it, but again, unless you're in this arena, you maybe don't scratch your head and say, gee, if a bank's fail, am I going to get a warning?
Michael, does this work differently than where you got White House leaks and, you know, we hear this every day in the press? Are there other banks, is there a connection between banks so that one knows another that's in trouble from kind of prioritized information and they know there's impending doom? Or is that's not true?
Well, yes and no. Mostly no, because the banker who gets a visit on a Friday afternoon from their regulator is never tipped off that they're going to close that institution. However, in the inner workings of the regulatory, and I'm talking about the FDIC, which is the agency that will actually come in and become the receiver of a failed bank. So about 90 days ahead of time, they will look around the area, and the area may be across state lines, but they'll look for another bank that can acquire either the assets and or the liabilities of that bank that they know they're going to fail. But again, the bank that is going to acquire the failed bank is more or less under a gag order that they can't announce that they're going to assume this institution that the FDIC has brought to them. But in light of that, we can proxy the regulatory scoring that's been done on that institution that's going to fail. For example, our ratings, and our lowest rating is a red with no stars, is usually indicator that a bank is in very tough shape. So if the bank has received a red with no stars rating or our lowest rating for a number of quarters, there's a 40% chance that that bank is going to fail. So that's the good news for people who use our rating system.
Talk a little about how fiduciaries or custodian accounts are covered by FDIC insurance.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, if you've placed your money with a fiduciary and they've placed that money in an FDIC-insured bank, in order to determine the deposit insurance coverage for those deposits, the FDIC will typically need to obtain from the fiduciary supplemental information such as a list of the owner or owners of each deposit and the dollar interest of each owner in the deposit account. So if that all lines up at the time the institution has failed, then there's no problem. However, you got to make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. Otherwise, the time to reconcile the ownership could cause significant problems that could have been avoided by using our service. Because, again, we're able to detect failures of a bank usually, or at least I should say, 6 months in advance of the actual failure. For instance, Washington Mutual, it was the biggest bank failure. It was a $300 billion bank that failed in 2008. Our rating system had provided over a year's warning of its deterioration. And more recently, Proficio Bank out of Cottonwood Heights, Utah, which failed on March 3rd of this year, it was only a $68 million bank, but we had been warning of this bank's trouble for over 4 years. So our system works regardless of a bank is small, medium, or large.
What if a depositor places money at a failed bank through a fiduciary?
Again, if it's failed, then the FDIC normally finds an institution in the area. You have to underline area because it may be across state lines. As long as all the paperwork lines up, then that deposit will just get transferred to an acquiring bank if there is one, and sometimes there isn't. So if there's not an acquiring bank, then the FDIC starts writing out checks back to whoever the fiduciary is, again, going through to make sure that all the ownership information lines up with what the bank's records say. So it's not what the fiduciary's records say, it's what the bank's records say. And as long, as long as, again, all that information lines up, then there's usually no problem.
Your services, again, just to emphasize this, I was referring to the general public when we began, but how about maybe a couple of quick words on protection for advisors and CPAs?
Oh, absolutely. If you're an advisor or a CPA or you function in any capacity for the placement of funds in a bank or credit union, or you even help out to establish a new banking relationship, we can provide you with our unbiased safety and soundness ratings and research as a back office resource. And why is that important? Well, we've been referred to as the leading research firm of our kind in the United States by Helen Bruning of NetEgg Investing, because we offer these financial professionals a way to mitigate their banking risk or their fiduciary responsibility.
Michael Heller, president, Very Bank. Go to veribanc.com, and perhaps they can help you. Michael, thank you so much. Wishing you a great week, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu. You too. Bye-bye.
Right, take care. We'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army, retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, so all the good news, of course, most of it gets hidden. What else would you expect from the media in this country who claims to be unbiased? If you're an American, an objective American, no, not one, and I'm not talking about those who loved Hillary and hated Trump, that's okay. I love what Trump brings to the table. I hate Hillary with a passion. But if you can tell me an accomplishment or two that she's had, other than to name a building, please let me know. I don't understand why reason and logic can't prevail because people are so, well, I'm answering the question I'm asking, because people are so overwhelmingly emotional about issues. Trump is fighting everybody. Fighting everybody. And I'm for a balance. There are going to have to be balances when it comes to resolving the issue of Obamacare. There are other policies or agendas out there that it's pretty cut and clear, like the pipeline. Bang, we need it. Creation of jobs. Increasing our business. Putting NAFTA aside for the moment and strengthening business with Saudi Arabia and China. Take a look at the numbers. The numbers speak the truth. We're having a tremendous escalation in the number of people employed, a tremendous reduction of up to 70% on the number of people deported. You don't have to get into politics on a high level to grasp that. But it's hardly ever mentioned. And it makes me irate. Is he a politician? Is he not a politician? You know, I'm tired of the dialogue. I just want to look at the results on the table. A lot of poll data suggesting that Trump voters have not deserted him in spite of the media attacks. This isn't the first time a presidential administration has had messaging problems. The messaging problems become highly more complex and manifested because of the society we live in today. You know, it's like trying to fight sending manufacturing jobs overseas or automating this or the old Westinghouse motto for GE, Westinghouse, progress is our most important product. We can't stop progress. We can't. Christopher Ruddy also defended the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey. He said that the recent reports of an internal memo claiming possible obstruction indicated that Trump shows a very smart instincts in terminating the director. He said it was weird that Comey wouldn't simply advise the president not to discuss the Russian probe with him or even report the matter to the attorney general, but instead wrote a self-serving memo to himself, which he placed in a file. You know, that meeting in the White House back, a month when Comey was there. I mean, you want to talk about humiliation. You want to talk about embarrassment. Comey did not want to see Trump, and there he was with all the cameras on. He's 6'8", so it's pretty tough for him not to stand out. And he's basically hiding behind a curtain as far away as he can get from Trump. Is this the image of you want of a strong FBI director? Whether Trump should have said it is one thing, but the result of what he said was right on, baby. James Comey is a nutcase. He's an ego-driven entity who once again is putting his own future and hopes of aspiration ahead of what's best for the country. Could go back from the beginning and say he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that. I don't want to go back over it. It's pretty obvious. There is concern out there about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. There'll be concern when Trump comes back from Israel. But by and large, if you examine the tenets of what he's accomplished over there so far, and we'll have more updates on this Israeli trip tomorrow, you'll see what he continues to accomplish is in direct contrast to Barack Obama and the fact that Obama stayed away from everything. He didn't want to fray any feathers. And when it came time to attacking the militant Islamic sector, he basically shut up. I'm worried about Obama being around and the fact that he's out of office and that he has a huge coalition, and part of that coalition is intertwined with Hillary Clinton, Michael Moore, George Soros, that whole crew. And it's a very frightening prospect when you think that you are a member of what's remaining on the conservative right, and you just don't know how to handle this barrage. Trump has nailed it when he talked over there. You know, I've always talked about this clash of cultures, the war is between good and evil, not faiths. I think that was an enlightening statement and one that was really needed for Trump to make. Because with this statement, the likelihood of him abandoning additional Muslim support, let me tell you, we need Muslim support from around the world. The likelihood is now in our favor. And, you know, every story is never ending. We don't know how it's going to work out. But I say congratulations to Donald Trump. My only advice, stick to the script. Stick to the script. Save the other stuff for your rallies. Thanks for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.